The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Jesus said, "There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth distress among nations, confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, stand up, raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near." Then he told them a parable. "Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, so you can see for yourself and know that summer is already near. So also when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near." The Gospel of the Lord. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Jesus said, "There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth distress among nations confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of heaven will be shaken." Happy Advent! Nothing like predictions of the coming apocalypse to get you in the holiday spirit. On a morning when we're expecting familiar stories that fill us with joy and wonder, instead we have this gospel reading that has a sense of foreboding. And it's more than a little disorienting. What could this possibly have to do with the season of Advent? And unless something pretty dramatic happened out there during the 20 minutes or so that we've been in this building today, the world isn't likely to end this week. So why are we talking about apocalypse this morning? Before I can really answer that question, it's going to be necessary to talk about the word apocalypse for a moment. For many of us, our mind goes immediately to movies or books with an end of days plotline in which a meteor or war or climate change bring an end to civilization as we know it. Or we think of stories that are set in the post-apocalyptic aftermath. Jesus' words in the gospel today seem to be pointing to something like the end of days upon first reading, with sun, moon, stars, signs, fear, foreboding, but there's a problem. Jesus says that what he's talking about would happen in the lifetimes of those listening to him. And yet here we are 2,000 years later and the world hasn't ended. It would require us going down some complicated theological pathways or undermining some basic tenets of Christianity to argue that Jesus was just plain wrong, making it then much more likely that he is actually talking about something other than the end of the world in the next few decades. There's a specific historical event to which Jesus may have been referring, which was the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem that would happen roughly three decades later in the year 67 AD. And this event was fresh in the minds of the gospel writers. And in talking about a specific event like this in apocalyptic terms, there's also an invitation to consider what those moments of apocalypse might be in our lives. The true meaning of the word apocalypse is simply something being uncovered or revealed, thrown open or laid bare. Apocalypse is when the truth of a situation is revealed, that vulnerable place in which the way things have been going must fade away so that something new may come into being. It's why the apocalyptic book in the New Testament is called Revelation. It's not about an ending. It's about the kingdom of God being revealed and about the new life that is to come. And when we have these apocalyptic moments in our own lives as well, when these moments of decision or crisis come about, all has been laid bare. And the way our lives have been going has to change. And we stand on the precipice between the life we have known and the future yet unseen. Think about the day maybe you moved as a child and had to start a new school. Or the day that you grew up and left your parents' home. Maybe the day you left the familiarity of the single life to get married, or the day you became a parent, or the day you retired. For any of these to be possible, something had to change. Something of your old life was left behind to make way for something new. These transition points in life don't feel apocalyptic necessarily, and yet isn't something always revealed as we make our way through them? Some deeper truth about ourselves and who we are? And how do we understand the world differently after having gone through them? And then there are those moments in our lives that feel absolutely apocalyptic. Moments in which we are sure that life as we know it could never be the same again. Moments like the day you acknowledged your dependence on alcohol or drugs. The day you knew your marriage was over. The day you lost your job. The day the doctors gave you the diagnosis. The day you walked away from an abusive relationship. The day someone you love died. And Jesus has something to say to us in these moments. Look up. Look up, for your redemption is drawing near. Look up out of the darkness and uncertainty that surrounds you and see that there is help and that it won't always be this way. Looking up keeps us from getting stuck in the way things were before and keeps us from despair over the fact that they will never be that way again. Look up, for your redemption is drawing near. It's a call to anticipation, which is hopeful waiting, full of faith in that redemption that we may not be able to see or understand yet. The challenge in this invitation, of course, is that even if we may be willing to look up, we want to see help and immediate deliverance. And when we can't see it immediately, we are prone to fear and despair, wondering if we could just go back to the way things were before. And yet Jesus promises that our redemption is drawing near. And this is really good news. It's happening gradually, even if we don't see it. Because if you think about some of those times of transition and crisis in your life, those moments of disorientation, things don't just suddenly get better afterward. It happens gradually, sometimes imperceptibly, and yet new life is always drawing near. The invitation of the Advent season of the gospel lesson this morning is to look up, to look for those ways that love and light and life are making their way into your lives and allowing ourselves to find hope in them. This means opening our minds and our hearts to the possibility that the slightest ray of hope might exist, even in those bleakest of times. 85 years ago, on this first Sunday of Advent, a German Lutheran pastor named Dietrich Bonhoeffer preached a sermon in which he compared this kind of anticipation to a person trapped by rock, caved in above them after a mine collapse. And when he describes the moment that help arrives, he writes, "Your redemption is drawing near. It's breaking open its way through the rubble and hard rock of your life and heart. It isn't happening quickly, but it's coming. Christ is breaking open his way to you. Only the question is, will you let it come or will you resist it? Will you let yourselves be pulled into this movement coming down from heaven to earth, or will you refuse to have anything to do with it? When you reach those apocalyptic moments in your life, when you feel so closed in and trapped by a life irrevocably changed, will you shut yourself off in resignation? Will you turn away in despair over what has been? Will you be distracted by mundane busyness of your everyday affairs, or will you look up? Will you turn your eyes toward hope to see how it might be breaking through little by little? And maybe that little bit of hope is enough to get you through today. As you wait for the arrival of the new thing that God has in store for you, if you would only let go of what has been. Because apocalyptic moments are not about what is ending, they're a revelation of what's to come. This season of Advent that we are in, it's one of anticipation, of waiting filled with hope for that apocalyptic moment in our sacred scriptures that's not just the book of Revelation, but in the Gospels. That apocalyptic moment when the God of all creation took on the form of a tiny, helpless infant, when all that we thought we understood about God of rules and power and vengeance is blown away by the arrival of a God of vulnerability and nearness and love. And the Gospels are filled with characters like the Pharisees, who are so blinded by the way things have been, or the disciples, who are blinded by the way they think things will turn out, that they can't recognize the hope that is right in front of them, in the form of a man whose every minute was a testimony to the light of hope that could break through any darkness, who was the light that came into the world on the day of his birth, to the resurrection light that overcame all darkness and despair. For this cycle of new life that awaits us on the far side of those apocalyptic moments is nothing short of a resurrection story. It's a story that begins how it ends, and ends with a beginning. And all the while assuring us that we are not alone through the darkness or in the light, that the very one who made the light and separated it from the darkness accompanies us through it all. So no matter what happens in the course of this life, the message is the same. Look up. Your redemption is drawing near. Amen.